everybody. We are here in this beautiful town called Austin, Texas, at the 2017 Big Bright Minds, put on by the fine folks at Filene. And I'm here with Mr. Rob Malosh. Malosh! Oh my gosh! I got it second time. Thank you. And then Adam Lee from Filene. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good job. All right. Hey, let's talk about what's the latest progress with the RMH incubator. Rob, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So the Reaching Minority Households Incubator has been up and running for about a year and a half, since we've been live testing it. We have 38 credit unions now actively testing one of five products that's across the country.
Okay.
Great thing is it's credit unions from $10 million in assets up to $1 billion in assets in size.
We've got the gamut.
Yeah, which was the goal, to make sure this would work across credit unions.
Okay.
So as of right now, I think we've just crossed
$25 million
in loans issued to date, and these are getting people into better auto loans, I-10 lending for non-citizens and immigrant communities, things like QCash, which is one of the products.
Yeah, I had been in here earlier.
Yeah, payday loan alternatives, trying to get people out of those debt traps. So we still have a lot, a long way to go, a lot to learn, but it's been a great progress.
Well, yeah, sounds fairly new as well. I mean, just a year and a half, you say? So lots of upside, sounds like. Adam, anything to add there?
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of the numbers that you see, I mean, we just had a slide in some of the sessions that we talked about of just the numbers and where they stand. And those numbers don't tell the full story about the success of the incubator, because we have to look deeper to the stories of how we're changing the lives of consumers. The whole point of the incubator is not to develop and try to get programs out there that can make the most money or make the highest number of loans, but it's about that profound impact that credit unions can make in the lives of consumers. And I think that's one of the things that when we look beyond just the numbers of where we stand, of beyond $25 million in loans issued, because that varies widely of the programs that we're testing. But what we're learning in the process is what is working, what is not working, with the ultimate goal of being able to share that information with the marketplace so people can keep iterating and building on these programs and building them so they can impact consumers. So it's great to be able to see those numbers games, but seeing the success in some of the challenges that we're facing, but also amplifying some of the successes of programs that are showing incredible promise to be scaled widely that Rob talked about. Because that's the ultimate goal of what we're doing, is that we can do all this research, but it has to be out in the credit unions that actually implement them to make the difference.
Yeah, I mean, the success of it is not the 38 original testers. They were the ones who stepped up to try to pioneer and model these. The goal is if we can reach hundreds and thousands of credit unions is the whole concept. And so that's the exciting part, is we're now moving into that phase to take the best practices for something like community microfinance and basically build implementation guides, and any credit union can take that program up and put it into their community.
So you guys are finding the pain points or the gaps that aren't being covered, and so this is what covers.
Yeah, and these 38, and the 38 have had to live through those pain points.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so they're really heroes for doing that and for the movement. And so the great news is once it comes into these implementation guides this year, all the pain has been learned by these other folks. And so now you can be confident bringing that into your credit union and say, hey, look, this is tested, it's viable, it's financially sustainable, it's impactful, and it has a human impact as well. So
that'll very be nice. Yeah, very nice. So what are some other programs that you can talk about that the incubators are working on right now? You want to go with that, Rob?
Well, it's probably worth referencing that. I mean, this is part of Filene's larger, which you should really be doing this bit. sort of innovation agenda, right? So the incubator started with support from the Ford Foundation, and then WeVisa came along to help to expand it and to really focus in on minority households in this one. But, for what we're talking about now is, we want this to be we never meant this to be a sort of let's do it, test it, publish a report, yay, we're done. We want this to be a constant sort of rapid prototyping, iteration, and keep building on these models and move much more quickly. Because that's the whole idea, is that this is, in some ways, this is just a matter of intent and will, right? This is a credit union deciding, I'm going to go deeper into my community, I'm going to serve populations I don't normally serve. And so we want to make it easier for people to connect to that and not feel like, there's an incubator going, I'll wait till the end of a year and join it. So we're trying to figure out ways to kind of speed up that.
Make it a little bit faster?
Okay. Faster and bring
it still
in. Yeah, but still impactful, right? Faster, but also easier ways for people to plug into it that isn't maybe the length of commitment. And also, we're the Filene Research Institute, we're both committed to really measuring and evaluating this, but at the same time, we don't have to wait until the evaluation's done to make changes or bring new people on or try new things. And I think that's what we're trying to shorten that development cycle.
Okay, gotcha. Adam?
Yeah. I mean, so Rob had mentioned some of the programs that we're currently testing in the Reaching Minority Households Incubator, but as he alluded to, it is much part of that broader financial empowerment incubator and the broader filing capacity of innovation. One of the programs that I think I'd just like to very quickly mention is something that started as our first incubator, that has had new life. There was some additional research that happened, and that's the employer-sponsored small dollar loans, and we just recently issued some research. Part of what we've seen in helping move the needle for minority households is that ability to find a better payday alternative loan. These things can really put people down a dark track in terms of their financial stability, and credit unions are in a unique position to offer something better at a much better rate to meet those emergency needs, to help with income stability. This particular program, with some support from the FINRA Education Foundation, we had some continued research that we did, and we just published those implementation guides, free resources for credit unions to be able to pick up that program and run with it, as Rob alluded to, because we need to scale these things. And it's a great program that they look to build some of the challenge, build on some of the challenges that credit unions are facing of growing their membership and reconnecting with some of their segs that they didn't serve, and working with employers to issue those payday loans in the workplace, and the credit union can back it and help people build their credit score in the process. It's a really fantastic program that we think has a lot of promise in addition to the ones that we're testing right now. But I think that it speaks to that larger point that Rob made, is that we're constantly iterating on these ideas, we're constantly improving on them. They have life beyond just the research and the report that we do, and sometimes it's just the right time in history, and there's no better time in history now than I think the need of vulnerable populations to have these types of services.
I love this stuff. You guys are like in this laboratory with these white coats and these beakers and stuff, just creating these really cool products.
Geeks, I love it. That's what you're saying.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Exactly. I'm all the best intentions here, Rob. So can you guys discuss the work of the testing of the credit unions to make a real difference for people in their community? You guys, you know, Adam, you want to take that first?
Or? Sure. Yeah. I mean, the thing that we've been articulating a lot about is the fuel that fires the whole Filene incubator. Obviously, we need great support from the Ford Foundation, Visa, and our partners to be able to make this work happen. But the testers are the ones that take this on to be able to invest the time and resources to see how these concepts actually work in the real world. Because what we find is that one credit union may have wild success, but others don't. And it's asking the question why, so that everyone can collectively learn from it. The testers are the ones that do this hard work. They take the time to share their data with. They take the time to set up these programs. They take the time to connect with their members. They help us issue surveys. They're vital partners as well in making sure that this happens. The testing community that Filene has built is something absolutely essential for the work that we do. And it speaks to that larger point of the financial cooperative principles, and that's cooperatives helping cooperatives. I haven't seen any better example of credit unions taking that time, investing their own time and energy to benefit the entire credit union movement.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a greater good message, I guess, you know? So you want to add anything, Rob?
Well, yeah, the impact, you know, is focused on underserved households. So 50% of households of color in the U.S. are underbanked, underserved, according to the FDIC. There's a massive...
It's a big number.
It's a huge number. Yeah. There's a massive racial wealth gap in the U.S.
Yes.
It would take an African-American family over 200 years to close the gap on an average white family in the U.S. So we just used... mind-boggling sort of number gaps. And so that's our focus, is to have the impact on those individual households and lives. But what's been fascinating about the incubator work is it's having an equally important impact on the credit unions themselves, right? That, in fact, you might say this early stages, as we've only, you know, we're early on, the bigger impact has actually been to the credit union. Yeah, on their morale, on their employee base. Gabe from Kern this morning was talking about the cultural change that we've gone through as a credit union, and sort of rediscovering our sort of purpose through this. The five products are great, but we never thought any of them were the answer to those big gap numbers. Yeah. We knew that if we could get people focused on the issue, give them a way to get started, that it would create a snowball effect inside the credit union and hopefully drive it forward.
Yeah, they're making a difference. I mean, when you're working for an institution or an organization like a credit union, you can see the difference being, and that gives you so much pride, I think, in your work, and that builds loyalty, and I want to stay with this organization.
I mean, employee retention, recruitment, of course, there's also the business opportunity that's out there because of the spending power in these communities that are going underserved. So it's that's been a really exciting part to see.
A lot of peripheral benefits, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, the credit unions that are doing this and stepping up to serve their most financially vulnerable members, I think, are really paving the way to the future of how credit unions can be unique and relevant and different in the marketplace. And they're finding it as a tremendous business opportunity of helping their own bottom lines, their credit union's bottom line, their members' bottom line, and the community's bottom line as well. And a lot of credit unions are starting to open their eyes to that possibility to address a lot of the inherent challenges that credit unions are facing today to do good by the community, but also do good business at the same time.
It sounds like it makes this work really well worth it. You know, I'm sure there's a little bit of pain involved with the incubation process, but it's the end game here is so rewarding. All right, guys, I know you got lots of stuff to do here, so let's wrap up here with kind of a 2018 outlook for the incubator. Let's Adam, let's start with you first.
Well, so one of the big things I think for everyone to keep a watch out for is that we will be publishing the final results, the research report for the Reaching Minority Households Incubator in about Q2 of 2018. And as Rob mentioned, those implementation guides, which really creates action, right? This is not just another Filene research report that comes out, but actually providing tools that people can take action on to start making a difference in their communities. Keep an eye out for that. But in addition, to start looking to what's next, we've had a lot of discussions today with our innovation competency, telling the audience that we're reimagining our own innovation. We're reimagining our own incubator competency to say, how can we address the needs of credit unions better moving forward? And we're looking to launch some ideas in 2018 as well. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Okay, we'll be on pins and needles waiting for that information. Rob, any final words?
Yeah, so for Visa, in addition to the support of this, we're figuring out how can we better help our credit union members, our huge network of credit unions, implement these materials. So we'll be doing that directly, not just through the Visa, through the Filene channels or through the state leagues and that, but also as a Visa partner and with our credit union network, how do we drive this stuff forward? So that'll be my focus in 2018, is making sure we operationalize these things at Visa and as much as we can.
That's what I like about this conference. It's a great way to cap off the year, but it's giving you motivation for 2018. All right, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Adam Lee and Rob Malosh from Visa. All right, guys, good job.